Blog Talk Radio.
I used to be that well-known bastard, master of womenology. A no trick, but kept a block of chicks charging me. A light lamp on a bridge, but who hard is me? I'm something like a pimp, bitch, acknowledge me. I'm too fly, I know you high over my artistry. I'm the kind of thing for fulfilling women's odyssey. They tell me they in love, I'm like, obviously. Look how comfortably you made yourself a part of me. Look how soon you gave your heart to me. Mr. Heartbreaker, no, no, I won't save her. Treat her like PS3, I just pray her. 3 in the AM, she making a win. Got a man at home, now look at how she play him. Now is it love for everything that attracts you? Is it a must to give in and react to? Of course not, fool, but I had to.
Everything is good, man. I'm feeling real good, man. Got a lot of things going on, man. You know, right now as we speak, I think, you know, the Republicans is going against Obama right now. Your boy Obama was just on doing, doing his little thing, saying his speech, you know what I'm saying? Did you get the chance to catch
State
it?
State of the Union speech. Yeah, he had the State of the Union speech. Well, what was he talking about, man?
You know, basically about jobs. Basically, at the bottom line, he's basically telling the Republicans, man, I ain't even waiting on y'all no more. Y'all playing these games. You know what I'm saying? Y'all ain't doing it right, so I'm about ready to start going over y'all head and just doing what we got to do. That's basically what he's saying.
Okay, cool. No problem. No problem.
Well, today...
Today,
we're supposed to have the whole... Jericho, the Vile in the building, you know what I'm saying? I might just call him up, you know what I'm saying? He told me if words come to words, give him a call, you know what I'm saying? You know, I might just do that. I might just give him a call and see what's good with the homie, but I'm waiting on him to call. What's good with you? We got a great show, though, you know what I'm saying? Got some hot music, a lot of new music, as always. That's how we do it. You know how we do it, Russ.
Good, man. We're going to have the callers. We got our man Jericho coming through, certified and everything. We're going to be talking about everything, and we're going to have the hottest
movie today. My man certified will be here. He will be here on Thursday night on the Underground Showcase, dropping his joint, you know, dropping a couple of his joint. But he got the joint going crazy on the airwaves right now called Going Nuts. So we definitely will have certified on Thursday night. We got DJ Blunt. You know what I'm saying? He's one of the well-known international DJs, Latin, Spanish, English, you know what I mean? He's doing some crazy mixtapes. He's blowing up real big. He got a few artists. He do production. He has did a lot of remixes. He's in the building. He will be in the building with us on noon on Saturday. And we got the boy, we're working on the boy Medallion next week. He's doing crazy things with that joint, hit it with the bat. We got some cats coming through, man. You know, we got some cats coming through, man. You know, tomorrow night we got Tuck in the building dropping that joint with him and Warren G. K. Nicole got that. So, you know, we got some joints, Russ. I don't know, man.
That's
things
nice,
starting to kind of packed
nice,
up, man.
Well,
but,
let's get ready to have some fun, man. That's all I want to do, dude.
So tell me, man. Tell me about what. How was your day, man? Anything special happened today in the world? On drinks on Russ?
I'm going to try to give you some hot drinks today because it's cold outside. I know y'all steamed up on Facebook. I was up there since like 5 this morning, 6 this morning. I was out there when the sun first came up, and it was cold. I mean, it was cold outside there. So I'm going to try to do some hot, nice, warm drinks tonight. That's what I'm going to try to do.
Hot,
tonight.
Nice, warm drinks? Yeah, like, you know, like, do hot drinks get people drunk, though? Can, you know, just out of, you know, I just want to know out of curiosity, do they get people drunk?
Yeah. Hot drinks don't.
You know, all right. It just doesn't seem like a hot drink might not do it, you know what I'm saying? A hot drink might not. But, I mean, like, you know, does it get you, like, warm, too?
Yeah, it keep you warm.
Because being warm and drunk at the same time is crazy.
Yeah.
You know, you start sweating if you're outside, you know. I don't know.
But you don't want to do that.
You're the man,
drink
you, are. You are the man.
Yeah.
But you know what I do? I'm DJ Big Stu, man. I'll be calling dudes up, man. I'm going to give one boy a call. I'm going to call out to Florida right now, man. And see what the homie is doing, man. You know what I'm saying? Because sometimes... Yeah.
You said sometimes.
You know, I said I'm gonna make a little phone call to the homie out and Florida. You know what I'm saying? See what he's doing, man. See what's going down with the kid, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But also, Russ, man, you was talking about some things when we come back. You was definitely talking about something that was happening on, hold on, Russ.
I'm sorry, but the person you called has a voicemail box that has not been set up yet.
We want to answer the machine. Well, we're definitely we should have left a message. Nah, I ain't gonna leave a message. You know, son, where you at? Well, anyways. Yeah, but you know, I'll be bugged out. I'm DJ Big Stu, man. These are my homies, man. We always do what we do. But let me ask you, you were talking about something in February that you were saying was going down. You were talking about we were gonna be there.
What did I say? What was Goose? I said that yesterday.
Yes, you did.
Right. Okay. There it is.
Mm-hmm.
Right here. There it is. Right here.
I know you had a host of events that's going down.
Yeah, we do. We are hosting this event right here. The Men's Room presents the return of the Encore, February 22nd, 2014. Celebrating guests Mr. Cheeks, Sadat X, and Granddaddy IU. The world famous Brucey B gonna be on the ones and twos, and it's at 7515 Francis Lewis Boulevard, Queens Village, New York, 11429 is the zip code. So we will be there.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I already have the ticket and everything for it already. I'm looking at the tickets right now. The tickets are in my hand right now. Well, they're not in my hand. Inside the briefcase, but we have the tickets for them right now.
Okay.
Looking
now,
right now. Yeah.
Is there any more events that's possibly going down that you're rocking? You know, because I know Russ, man, you'll have a brother all over the place. Russ, for you people that don't know, he is like the event king. They just don't call him Drinks on Russ because he knows how to mix. They call him Drinks on Russ because he's always at wherever that's popping in New York City. He's always there. And as a matter of fact, I ain't going to just say New York City. I'm going to say the tri-state area.
Yeah, and one more thing, February 1st, I'm going to, this is something different. We're having a comedy show February 1st at the Beacon Theater that I am going to.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I'm going to be doing for February 1st. I don't have a calendar in front of me right now, Stu, but we got mad events to attend, to go to. It really was starting like yesterday because J. Cole had J. Cole had a little football concert out in Queens yesterday.
Yeah.
And that was nice. So we're going to be doing little things here and there because, you know, it's Super Bowl weekend. We got 5 days left for the Super Bowl and everything, and that's what we're going to be doing. I'm sorry about that, Stu, the yawn on the mic. I apologize, the yawn on the mic. And being that we on this subject, you had asked me about hot drinks. You understand what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
And I have a maple cider drink that I'm going to be giving out tonight. You understand what I'm saying? Because, you know, it's cold outside. And a maple cider is made with Crown Royal maple finished whiskey. You understand what I'm saying? And this going to take like 2 ounces of cider and a splash of hot water. And we're going to give out some nice hot drinks today, Sue. That's what we're going to do today. Give out some nice hot drinks. Yeah, that's what we're going to do today, man. Word up, man. We're going to talk the talk, walk the walk, and we're going to do what we're going to do over here. And that's it, man.
Yeah, you know, you know, Outkast got a member, you know, the homeboy, you know, Andre 3000. It's crazy, man, what's up with Andre 3000 right now, Russ, because he just went to a nightclub and they're making a big fuss out of it because, you know, he rarely seen, like, he's a real low-key guy. Like, if he's not performing, he's not in the nightclubs, he's not nowhere. So he was seen in an Atlanta night spot. The compound, and you know they're making a crazy big fuss. And the thing, they was actually saying he was with the ex-wife of Justin Bieber, ex-girl of Justin Bieber, Selena Gomez. So they was making a big fuss about that. They were like, oh snap, maybe she got him coming back out. What you think about that, Russ?
I know for sure that I had read some stuff that Outkast and them was supposed to be doing a performance, and they were supposed to be coming back together at the performance. And the performance I had read, it was something like a Lollapalooza tour, and they performed in so long that they were supposed to be getting back together to do this performance and everything like that because Andre 3000, he don't go out in public or something like that, they were saying. But I never knew that they had broke up.
They actually claiming that they didn't broke up, but some people say that they did. But they were talking about putting back together another Outkast album. I don't know what happened, but they was talking about putting another Outkast album back out there. But you know how that is. They also, the leaders of the news group was talking about putting another album on Tribe Called Quest. A lot of groups talked about putting another album on, you know what I'm saying? And who knows? You dig what I'm saying? Who knows?
It don't work. But it should be able to work with Andre 3000 and what's his name, Big Boy. It should be able to work with them because, you know, ain't really no bickering or anything like that. It's just that one guy's more weird than the other guy. That's all it is.
You said what got more weirder? That's what you said?
Yeah,
that's
more
what
weird.
What some people say he's the fashionable one, you know what I mean? The way he dresses is compared to, like, you know, similar. Him and Kanye West, you know, he probably was opening the door because he was doing it before Kanye West. Would you say that?
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. You're right, but he's also a little bit, just a little bit, to me, he seemed not even off, not weird, but he do his thing different than other people do their thing. And I know everybody do their thing different, but he does it a little bit different. No homo or anything like that, but he does it a little bit different. So,
okay.
You know, like, let's say it again. So, you know, like, when they first came out with an album, remember one guy was rapping, one guy was singing. It seemed kind of weird to us. The Outkast was doing that. But now that, Outkast been down for a long time.
You know,
man.
When they first came out, they had the funky pimp, the pimp joint. They put the Dirty South on the map, actually, when they first came out. If you remember, with the funkadocious type of joint.
That's right, they did.
And then
right.
A couple of albums later, you know, he got an abstract on us. Yeah, he did. Maybe like two albums later, he got a little abstract on everybody. But yeah, he was rocking. What they say about R. Kelly, man. Before even we get into R. Kelly, what I definitely want to talk to you is about what they talking about Beyonce right now, what they saying about her. Do you feel it's fair? A newspaper wrote that Beyonce, they called Beyonce a whore. How do you feel about that?
They called Beyonce what?
A whore? Somebody called Beyonce a whore?
A whore?
Yeah.
A whore?
Yeah, a whore.
Now, okay. I couldn't even use that person as an example because that person is dressed.
A newspaper says for the performance of the Grammys.
Huh?
Because of a performance in the Grammys.
The performance at the Grammys, listen. The Grammys knew what they was doing. The Grammys want what they want. They knew to give Jay-Z and Beyonce the first act. Because, yo, they got pulled like that in that record stuff. You know, in that record company stuff, they got pulled, Jay-Z and Beyonce. They got pulled. That is like the most powerful singing wife and husband couple out right now. I don't think there's anybody right now that's more powerful than them besides the man Tiny and T.I., even though they about to get a divorce. But I don't think there's a more powerful couple right now that's doing what they're doing right now in that record industry right now. You understand what I'm saying? So they're calling her a whore. They're calling her a whore. Do we know her for going out with over? Name five guys that you know she's been out with.
Her ex-boyfriend wrote some stupid stuff. That's what kind of stirred it up. You know, she got an ex-boyfriend. And I think, you know, he said he know that she miss her. He has supposedly been somebody who treated her bad. You know what I'm saying? So, you know what I'm saying? I don't know. But, you know, a lot of these girls, like, you know, if you check it out, they supposedly have a story. Some of them do, some of them don't. I don't know so much. I really don't know nobody else, but she went out that was much as famous as Jay-Z. You know what I mean? But before Jay-Z, I'm pretty sure some sports athletes and, you know what I'm saying, and chats. Try to holler at her. You know what I'm saying? I'm pretty sure of that, and you're pretty sure of that. If you remember, they was kind of connected to Master P and them a little bit back in the days, I think, or they did some, or maybe some production or something came. Something came about it. So I don't know. But
it's
I know
all,
I don't
it's
feel
all good.
I don't
it's
feel
all good. It's all good. We still ain't made the five, but it's all good. But, you know, that's just what they try to do. You understand what I'm saying? But it ain't going to work. It ain't going to work. They can call it whatever they want to call it. You understand what I'm saying? Cheap.
I think because, you know, that's all part of what I told you about before. You know, when they went to Cuba, you know, they wasn't too happy with them. You know? They wasn't too happy with them, you know. So that's what I think that's about. That's all about, you know what I'm saying? Like, we gonna punish them every time. You know, ever since they went to Cuba, they had a lot of bad press.
Yeah.
Ever since. They had a lot of bad press. So I don't see nothing else but bad press ever since then. Have you seen anything else since then?
No.
Yeah. Well,
no.
Once again, we're going to get into, like we said, the homie just texted me. He said he's trying to get, you know, one thing about our show being that we come on so late, man, that, you know, cats be in the studio and they be trying to get to the place or they be driving or be in a concert. One time we even had a guest that came on the show that I had interviewed him, Russ, in between his performances.
Yeah.
He did a performance. He went to change his clothes. While he was changing his clothes, his man dialed the phone, and I was interviewing him while he was changing his clothes to jump out. I'm not going to say no names who it was, but it's definitely somebody that was out there. And it was bugged because the next day they emailed me. It was like, yo, you know, when I did that interview with you, I was changing my gear. I was changing my clothes. I was actually in concert. I started nothing because if you listen, I'm going to let you, I'm going to show you. And when you listen back to the interview, you will hear them breathing kind of hard. You know? So you can tell them, you know, I thought he was hitting some scans in the interview. But it turned out the bro was definitely just changing into some clothes and, you know what I mean, changing into some clothes and doing this thing between the shows, you know what I'm saying, out in Nassau Coliseum. Now, Russ, man, one thing that I remember is that you used to be a director. Before, you know, Russ, people don't know, Russ was a director of TV before Russ actually got on the air, on radio.
Yes. I was the one that used to always play the background.
Mm-hmm.
Used to always play the background.
Can I ask you what made you decide? Because you have very talented skills on the background, producing television shows, producing radio shows. What made you finally decide, like, yo, my name is Drinks on Russ? You know, your name was always Drinks on Russ, or a.k.a. Bebo. But what made you decide and know that it was time for you to break out the shell and become the person you are today?
You did it.
Me?
You did it.
Wow. I didn't know you said it.
me and you haven't talked, and you did. You the one that was like, yo, why don't you come out and do this and do that? Because, you know,
before I gave that advice to you, I think you just needed that little push for a second. I honestly think you had it in you because you seemed like you were doing. You was dipping and dabbing a little bit. So I think you had the push in you before I even. You just needed somebody to tell you, yo, dog, venture in that, man. Do what you do.
Yes, you're right. You know, like, how do you say it? You can walk a horse to the water, but you can't make him drink the water or something like that, they said. That's how they say that, too? Okay.
Yes, sir.
Well, a little bit of it is true. I'm not going to say it because I'm not a horse. I'm not a horse, mm-hmm. But that is true. After you play the background so long, you have to come from behind to the front, show your face every now and then. You have to show your face. You have to put in your work and everything. And I've been putting my work for this for years. I mean, like, years, so I don't want to tell him how many years, but I've been putting my work with this for years. Like, when I started off, like, at the lowest of the lowest, I started off like, what, the sound man, what from sound man, all the way up to directing, from directing to editing. There was a lot of stuff behind the scenes, man, a lot of stuff. Like, remember that time I used to tell y'all, yo, y'all out the TV frame, man, stand back on the X. Remember those times? I remember times that we used to be down in the studio, and our good friend that works over at ESPN, what's his name, Max Kellerman?
Oh, yeah. Max Kellerman and God bless his brother Sam Kellerman.
That's right. Now look at him now. Look how big he is on ESPN and on Showtime with the boxing and everything like that. That's HBO, because that old, I can't think of a man name, but he retired from boxing, one of the sports announcers, and now my boy Max is over there killing it now. Remember when we all used to work in the same studio?
RJ Dapp, Max, what was the other kid named? There was another young kid, Roberto. Roberto used to have a little show, and then we had the girl. I forget the girl name. The girl, she was in the station too. What was her name? You remember the girl, Russ?
What was her name? She used to say her name so funny too. Our other partner used to say her name like crazy. I can't think of her name, but one thing that I can tell you about, that party that I was telling you about, remember Starbuck Wow?
Yeah, Starbuck Wow.
They used to work in a studio right from us.
Yeah, let's keep it real. When Starbuck Wow went to Hot 97, me with Cat took over their chairs, that same spot that they had, where they still.
That's right. Well, one of them will be at this party.
Okay. He's going to be at the party. Starbuck Wow. One of them is going to be there?
I think it's going to be Buck Wow that's supposed to be there. I think that it's Buck Wow. But somewhere about it, as the days get closer, I'm going to have everybody up on the station. We're going to have Granddaddy IU, Mr. Cheeks, Dot X, Brucey B. We're going to have them all on here before the 22nd, not all at one time. But before the 22nd, we're going to have different ones calling in and talking about it and everything like that. You understand what I'm saying?
No doubt. Well, I want to play a little bit of music for a while, because we might have the homie in the show later, in the later portion of the show. I just got a text from him, so I think the homie will be here in the later part of the show. So I want to play some music for a while and get everybody dancing and jamming. Are you with that, Rusty Russ, or do you want to talk about at least one drink right now for the party people before we do that?
Nah. Play some music, because, you know, we've been on running out of mouth. We usually start out with a little bit of music. So give the people what they're looking for, man.
I got a surprise for you right now. I want you to keep your ears open, all right?
All right.
This is Beef Stew Radio with me, DJ Big Stew, and my partner in crime, my man Drink Sean Russ, back in the building, the place to be where he belongs. Let's do it.
What it is and what it do, it's your favorite independent artist, certified of Fresh Work ENT, and we going nuts with DJ Big Stu and two co-hosts, K Nicole and Drinks on Russ. So get your mind right or get left. I'm certified.
It's a net tail truck, bitch.
Now tuned in with Big Stu. You feel me? 100.
Dominator beat, if you want it, I eat you. Mikey repping out of Washington, D.C., and you're now checking out my new hit single, Young and Having Fun, featuring Savelle Story, right here in the mix with Big Stu. Rock. Yeah. We just young and having fun. Rock Mikey, baby.
Oh.
Hold me down.
Mike Jake, ain't I? Still the key in the city, they love to hate. This girl, that girl, that girl, this girl. Wanna remind me of when I was in this world. Today I saw a tweet saying I was with this girl. Believe it or not, we all victim to the twit world. Money coming in, so silent is consistent. A party ain't a party, the PCR was tested. Bottles on, signed up every minute. We up in VIP like we really live in it. Yeah, yeah. Vampire like Bimps out there. Never been a houseboy, where the hell the couch at? I do me, scratch what you think about that. I'm young and I'm fly, put my money with my
it's
mouth at.
It's a crazy place, now you're having fun.
I'm just doing my thing.
You know it's a game.
I'm just doing my thing. I'm just doing my thing. Just touching on my frown. Got groupies on my line. Me no worry about a thing. I'm just living my life and I can't keep calm. Turn down for what? Even mama like child. When you gon' get enough? Don't you feel that it's time that you settle down for one? Don't you feel that it's time that you leave the clubs alone? I'm just doing my thing. 21. I'm on top of my game and I'm young and having fun. Okay, I must admit, I wild out at times. My lifestyle bananas, I'm high out my mind. Most times I've been true, sometimes I tell lies. And I don't even try, but somehow I still shine. Just brave as they come, savage as they get. I done done some dumb things, but I have no regrets.
I
done done some dumb things, but I have no regrets.
Fresh to ride. Tell me where we said we invent a night to party. I'm looking for shorties, shorties. Girls play tricks just as much as guys. And if you pay attention, it's a look in the eyes that she's naughty. And I can tell she's lonely. It's a game we play.
Living my old ways is a red talk, cause I'm almost famous. so out of touch. If the feds can't blame us, I'm rolling up a Dutch. Bread went from a slice to a loaf. Now we Instagram niggas taking pictures off the coast. See me, you can't catch me. I'm on the jet ski with the Cuba link, so Rolexy. Room service on the wake up. White teeth, full of case, full of makeup. Me and Shorty get it in. She ain't tryna leave. She's my little gift. I call her Christmas Eve. Money all day and all night, all ever Versace with the Air Force flights. Me and Shorty get it in, I could tell from my eyes, she tryna see a nigga win.
Lift off, yeah, we leaving now. Homework done paid off for me. I know they believe it now. So I can't see the ground underneath my feet. Some go love me, some go love me. And it all makes sense to me. It all makes sense to me.
Understand me? And if I'm cursed, may God bless my family and may made my kids grow up to be everything that I can't be.
Nigga. I ain't changing for nobody. I don't expect nobody to change for me. Straight up, nigga, straight up, nigga.
Real niggas, fake niggas, truthfully I hate niggas. You ain't gotta give me any space, I'm in your face, nigga. Lavish hoes, bougie bitches, can't forget the groupies too. Thank you for the hate, if I was you, I'd wanna shoot me too. I'm looking for them problems, where the trouble at? I tried walking away, but I said fuck it and I double back. Treat a pussy like a post on Instagram, double tap. Till I love you, even if you never ever love me back. I keep it real with myself, listen to every verse. My mama dead, so I know that he can't get any worse. I'm changing for the better of me. For what it's worth, in the words of my nigga B, I take him to church. Been having them dreams again, still fighting them demons, trying to lead me to believe that we could never be free again. No, I ain't here to entertain the fuckery. Trying to a fricassee forever trying to fuck with me.
Tony Brown, Tony Brown, Tony Brown. Wrong shoe, Team Mommy, life again, life again. East Coast Renaissance, nigga.
Yeah, fiesta, your body is my dinner plan, I'm focused on your body. Fiesta, fiesta, baby, I'm hungry. I'm hungry for your body.
hope it gets warm. Hell is hot in the kitchen, stay away from it. Daughter got adopted, couldn't even grab her arm. When she reached and needed me, I was behind bars. I'm selling drugs, can't get a state job for nothing. Been in the streets since a young god. I'm smoking gas, talking to my young god. Tell him change your life, bro, this ain't it for you. Hands on my pistol cause I'm paranoid. In the vandal late night, watching for the boys. Them goons plotting on you, you build they destroy. Yeah, you build they destroy. A lot of loved ones murdered in my lifetime. I'll be there soon, it's only a matter of time. I'll be on people's shirts, people hurt. Mind, don't want being dirt, cremate me and let my
catch
soul fly.
Catch me riding in smoking strong, like carry on. Can't believe you gone. I don't know who to trust no more. My heart's a cold, my heart's a cold.
Hey yo, I'm pumping these drugs, ducking the fuzz, cause I ain't trying to make jail home. It's hard to make dough and stay low when you well known. They wanna know where L roam. How can I trust you? Don't even trust my own cell phone. That's real shit, shit is real. I hustle so my son I never miss a meal. He an infant still, he need Infamil. You get in the way of that, then you getting killed. My heart is zero below, got the winter chill. Don't know how prison feels, been out here through all seasons. Don't get caught up hustling for the wrong reasons. I'd rather play broke before I flash mine, cause I remember being down to my last dime. Niggas ig my calls when I hit they jack line, so I changed my number up and got on the trap grind. On some Nino shit, I'm just praying that my fiends don't snitch, for real.
Catch me riding.
Me, it's you. You're reckless and you know it. They don't love you like I do. Say you're moving on. Well, I guess that's just emotion.
I guess that's just emotion. Oh, I guess that's just emotion. Oh, I guess that's just emotion. Oh, I guess that's just emotion.
Down some dog pads just to make it to the lot. Had to spit some wet rats just to get my shit tight. People think it's a gimmick just because my skin is white. Ain't no limit speeding past motherfucker 55. My first love was shot and killed. He was taken way too early. Left stains on my brain. How the world could do you dirty. But I know you're looking down on me like it's 6:30.
I guess that's just emotion. Yeah. Then their phone doesn't ring when they got everything. That's the motion. Oh,
I guess that's just the motion.
Oh,
I guess that's just the motion.
Yeah.
They say life is what you make it, so I'm gonna make it rich. In this life you gotta take it, cause nobody give you shit. I sold weed with my mom so that we could pay the rent. I was trimming up the trees, listening to 50 Cent. Had so many ups and downs, but you helped me through it all. Never asked for nothing from it, just someone that I could call. Sometimes we don't see their worth till they walking out the door. One day you're rich, one day you're poor.
I guess that's just emotion. Yeah. She'll probably come around, so never settle down. That's the motion. Oh, I guess that's just the motion.
Oh, come down and touch you.
My love is deeper than the Milky Way.
Running away, running away, running away. But I don't need you.
gon' wife him. He one night son. I never listen though. I should've figured though. All that shit you was spitting so unoriginal. But it was you, so I was with it. Then to tell you the truth, wish we never did it. Cause I usually do stick to the business. But you came out the blue, and then you just clutched it. Goddamn, baby, my mind's blown. Be forgetting you live in a different time zone. Think I know what this is, it's just a time from. Yeah, I know what you did, but baby, I'm grown. And my love is patient and kind of shit. This is where we can build through different types of shit. You was really the realest, wouldn't be fighting it. I think your pride is just
it's your man DJ Big Stu. My man Trinchon Russ, he's back there on he's looking at a lot of the information. You know, he's on the info board, that's what we call that, you know. So a lot of things going on. Before we get into some more music, just like to let those of y'all know who definitely was looking for Jericho DeVal to be on the show tonight. He definitely just called up a little while ago, and we ran into some little technical difficulties, so we're going to reschedule. You know, it's all good. Just like it just happened with the Rock Mob the other day, then they came yesterday. That's how we do, man. We you know, we just band balance over here, man. We just try to keep good hip-hop music, keep the underground alive, keep new music alive, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, it is what it is. But we always in the building. We always doing what we do, because I am the DJ Bizzle Bizzle Trizzle Lizzle East Harlem Zone DJ Big Stu, and this is how we rock. You know, I was bugged out because this is something sad. A 61-year-old Catholic school teacher was stabbed to death by his own home by a prostitute. A popular teacher of Chicago Catholic School was stabbed to death in his own home by a hooker he met online, police say. Alan Talon, 61, was allegedly knifed repeatedly at his Orlando Park house by Alicia Walker. She's 20 years old, only 20 years old, January 18th, after an argument about money. The duo, who made contract through classified website Backpage.com, had reportedly met at least twice before the attack. Walker from Akron, Ohio, fled the incident, which claimed to be self-defense after Fleon allegedly threatened a friend of hers along also inside the house, supposedly. She was arrested in Fort Wayne, Indiana on Friday, charged with first-degree murder. She has since waived her extradition rights and will be transferred back to Illinois. Fleon was found dead in the kitchen floor last Tuesday after not reporting to work at Brother Rice High School, where he'd been a teacher for almost 40 years. Wow. He always taught us to be good, upstanding Christian men. Kylie told the Chicago Tribune, I don't know the situation, but it seems out of character for him. Now, that's a little crazy. You know, 61-year-old teacher. The young lady was only 20 years old. That's a shame, you know. 20 years old, prostituting out there in the streets. And her life is over right now. You know what I'm saying? It's definitely over. And the man, he was a 60-year-old. He was a love teacher, man. You know, he took the man away that was teaching kids. That's what we actually did. If he doesn't realize that, you know, you took a man away that was out there teaching kids. Yeah, NDIRE, she took a real step towards the Grammy. A lot of people don't feel the Grammys, especially Black America. And people wonder why we don't feel the Grammys. When you give Macklemore the best rap group, I mean, he knows he doesn't even deserve that. And I'm not saying that he doesn't deserve best artist, new artist, because his song did well. Get it right. He might deserve new artist. And it's not because he's white. Don't even try to do that, because Eminem is white. And if you would have gave Eminem best new rap group, nobody would, best new rap artist or anything, would not one person argue over Eminem, would not one person argue over Paul Wall or anybody of Cypress Hill or any, even though they're Hispanic, Cypress Hill, but Paul Wall or any real true hip-hop, you know, let's even kick it. Riff Raff, the Big Brothers would have probably seen Riff Raff got it than that. You know, then you would have understood Riff Raff, Mac Miller. You can understand those dudes. Macklemore, I don't really see him truly as the best hip rapper. You know what I'm saying? He has it. And it only could be in the Grammys. It only could be in the Grammys. I'm sorry for yelling, y'all. I've been up doing things all day, all night. I haven't even got no sleep yet. But, you know, I'm here still doing the show, still doing what we do. But getting back to that, Macklemore, you know, I couldn't see it. It was definitely a commercial thing. But let's see how NDIRE, you know, she definitely stepped through it. And she basically says that it excludes young Black America. Now, talented soul singer, soul-tress, NDIRE is speaking out and addressed the seemingly blatant disregard that the Grammy Awards has for African-American entertainment. Like most, NDIRE was blown away by the fact that the urban talented hip-hop lyricist Kendrick Lamar failed to take home any Grammys, and she took it to her website with an open letter about it. Kendrick Lamar was robbed, but he was not the only one who was robbed. Personally, I was pleased he was able to perform, and they killed it. One of the few moving moments of the night for me. Though it's called the music industry's biggest night, the Grammys are not about music. It's about a popularity contest. The voting process allows people to vote the name recognition alone. The music industry politics is the whole nother conversation, too much to go into here. The American Music Awards show that sells, the American Music Awards show is that the award sells and popularity. The Grammys are said to be about the music. If the hip-hop community voted on hip-hop, the R&B community did the same, you know what I'm saying? Same for each category. We see winners that respect the music itself. We all know that's just not the way it goes. India then goes on to put the Grammy ceremony on full blast and points out that the biggest losers of the night were all the Black artists and Black music before slamming them for putting them art before putting other artists on the stage twice while failing to give certain Black artists any shine. That's deep. And you know what we got to start doing? We got to start, like, saying, forget the Grammys. Forget, you know. See, one thing we backed up off of, and actually a lot of people backed up off of because they thought they started going. At one point in time, the Soul Train Awards was our award show. But then it got a little commercial, and a lot of artists started to like the politics of that. When we had the Source Awards, the thing that might have could have been real, it was a little too damn real for a way, you know what I'm saying? It was all moved back in the hood, in the East Coast, and unfortunately the East Coast, West Coast beef was going on back then, and it took it to escalate it to another levels and different things. So, you know what I'm saying? And it was a lot of different beef. The Source Awards actually became a dangerous atmosphere. You know what I'm saying? A lot of rappers was thinking, oh, we're going to Source Awards. They was thinking about scrapping up and, you know, things that you're not supposed to think about when you're going to an award show to that caliber. You know what I'm saying? So we have to create a new award show, you know what I'm saying, by people that's not, by artists, by record labels, and Black artists that's not sold out to the thing. And when I say sold out, just because you're making money don't mean that you just sold out. Because some guys say, I'm making money, they call me sold out. No. When you sell our culture out, you know what you're doing. When you take the culture and you mix it with what it's not supposed to be. So what we need to do is get back to the basics, man. Like, you know, like I remember, man, the great Frankie Crocker always said, man, you have to find new talent, new artists, break new music into the airwaves. You know, Frankie Crocker did not all the time, just played what was popular. Like, he just said, all right, you know what? He just said, 92 KTU was playing this. This is what I'm going to play. Frankie Crocker and them felt they broke a lot of artists. They felt if they liked it, somebody, and the music was good, that's what they played, whether the person was known or not known. If their music was good and the music reflected what the people wanted, they would become known, you know, and that was the difference. And even another great fellow D.C., Washington, D.C., DJ, you know what I'm saying, that took chances on playing different music and playing great songs from James Brown. James Brown himself owned many radio stations that gave new artists and new songs. Now, James Brown had a hits after hits after hits. He had homeboys like Bootsy and all of them. He could have just, you know, he just could have stood with all those groups, you know, because Bootsy was also a guitar player in James Brown band. So he could have just also took all of the guys that were drummers and pianists that stepped off from his group and started their own little movement. He could have just been playing that on his stations, or just some of the famous people that was out then that he was doing with the Sammy Davis Juniors and, you know, and the Sam and Daves. But no, James Brown gave a lot of talented black doo-wop groups and a lot of talented guys a chance to do what they do. So that's why I feel Beastie Radio, that's what we do in the same token. That's why some people say, oh, sometimes I hear some pop music on there. It's just about new artists here, new artists to expose, you know, to give you some great music. And a lot of times you guys can tell, a lot of you guys, some of you, I heard that song first on your show, and now I'm hearing it on the radio. And to me, that's a beautiful thing because it takes me dudes like, you know, shows like this and other shows that's on Blog Talk Radio. Shout out to a few other cats out there that I know, some cats who even interviewed me. Shout out to them. You know, give you guys the exposure to help, you know, do what y'all do. You know what I mean? So you got to take advantage of getting exposure, especially if you're a new artist. Because you can be a new one thing about us DJs, you're going to be here to stay playing music. You know what I'm saying? As long as we're playing music and new music, we're going to be here to stay. New artists change every day. And when you're a new artist, you have to do your thing and make sure that you represent, man. And a lot of new artists don't do that. You know, you can't get caught, no matter how big, no matter how little, you must always stay humble and must always stay focused. So with that being said, we got a lot of things, man. You know, we got a lot of things going on. K. Michelle, gets advice from a preacher, you know. I'm going to get into that a little later on. There's so many things going on. Like, there's so many, 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 many things going on now. And Sidewife, you know, Amina, P for Peter Gunn, she definitely lets everybody know recently if she's pregnant. Now, the thing everybody's running around saying, oh, Peter Gunn's having another baby by Amina. Well, let's get into, you know, little things like this. Since the Love & Hip Hop New York reunion show was taped 2 weeks ago, there have been rumors circulating that Amina Butterfly, teased viewers that Amina Butterfly was cooking something in her oven. However, when asked whether or not she was expecting a baby with husband Peter Gunn, Amina teased viewers and suggested they would keep watching the series to get the answer. You know, she did some promotion. I can't really talk about it yet because that's something that's going to be revealed on the show still. People have to stay tuned and watch to see what's really going on, Amina told Hollywood.com. The rumors of Amina pregnancy were fueled when she and Peter were supposedly spotted at the free clinic. Yep, Peter Gunn and Amina was at the free clinic. Just because he's a rapper and she's a singer don't mean they don't have to go to the free clinic. Obamacare is in full effect. They had a free clinic. Anyway, doctor's appointments turned into us being at the welfare office. Peter tweeted, I wish I was eligible for Medicare. Wow. If their alleged sightings didn't already prove that they're still working on their marriage, Amina confirmed that that she's still with Peter, who seemed to finally put an end to his year-long romantic relationship with baby mama Tara Wallace. We're still together. We're still married. It's rocky, but we're working it out. I love him, she said. If Amina's pregnant, that one reunion shocker that leaked before the special airs, but Amina promises that's the one reunion shocker that leaked before the special airs. But Amina promises there'll be more memorable moments in the show. So the reunion show is absolutely crazy. We taped it a few weeks back. Madness, I encourage everyone to watch it. It's going to be entertaining. Everyone's going to be surprised at the craziness. Now, the reunion shows are built up to be crazy. You know what I'm saying? And that's just crazy. You know, they're up. You know, the reunion shows is built up to be for beef. They set up to be for beef. That's how I feel. They set up to be for beef, for people to beef. You know what I'm saying? But once again, what I'm gonna do right now is get into some more music, and I'm gonna come back. You know, maybe when I come back, my man Russ will do some drinks. You know what I'm saying? He's back there dozing off. I think he's back. He's supposed to be back there making some drinks, but he looks like he's back there dozing off. But we'll see. Let's get it, Beast Through Radio. We in the
Blood Club DJs. We got the streets. Y'all can have the rest.
Gonna go get it, my what's been it?
You know what I mean?
Let's fuck up some money, nigga.
Ain't nothing to a boss, yeah, spin that. I ain't worried about the cost, what? I spin that. Popping bottles in the club, yeah, spin that. I could buy the whole club, yeah, spin that. Jet did the show, now I'm right back. Buy them all out, yeah, wild out. 100 bottles in the club, now I'm showing out. I'ma shine on them, I'ma grind on them. Take a shot, turn up and go dumb on them. I'ma let my eyes show, that's the sun on them. Flash money at the haters, that's the gun on them. Got Picasso on the wall, I spin that. Time forward to the draws, I spin that. Three bitches, one on me. And they all on the dick, call it 3D. I bought a pound out in Paris, ooh wee. Inside of this world, E.T. Yeah, Italian on the suit, I spin that. Y'all just getting rich, I been that. Ain't nothing to a boss, yeah, spin that. I ain't worried about the cost, I spin that. Popping bottles in the club, yeah, spin that. I could buy the whole club, yeah, spin
that. Throw that money, spin that dough.
Bitches. I heard you fuck with them niggas that like to fuck with them snitches. What you got in your pockets? I see you holding them figures. I hope you don't blow it all, cause that would just be ridiculous. Think I'm addicted to ballers, think I'm addicted to cash. If we leave it tonight, girl, I murder that ass. Don't be all in my section if you ain't talking about fucking. If we ain't talking about fucking, then we ain't talking about nothing. Yeah, I came with my niggas, we came to fuck up a check. This some real shit again, you bitches show some respect. I like my Tudos exotic, I blow my money with style. I got some young niggas from my turf with me, they wild. I got some bitches with ass, I got some bitches with class. Got a bitch right now, Westside hold a stash. If the winners is 10 and a quarter million men, and they leaving shit in my pockets because I came here to spin it. Go.
Ain't nothing to a boss, yeah, spin that. I ain't worried about the cost, I spin that. Popping bottles in the club, yeah, spin that. I could buy the whole club, yeah, spin that.
Throw that money, spin that dough.
I'ma spin that. Cake, get up in that. You set the vibe so high they can't top that. Them other chicks ain't on your level, tell them stop that. Black panties on, girl drop that. Look back at me like I own that. Best pussy in the club and she know that. I make it rain so much you gotta mop that. No way, pop that. It's the celebration, girl, gon' toast that.
Throw that money, spin that dough. Make it twerk on that pole.
Ain't nothing to a boss, yeah, spin that. I ain't worried about the cost, I spin that. Popping bottles in the club, yeah, spin that. I could buy the whole club, yeah, spin that.
We got us one here, baby. I don't think the haters understand, so I'ma tease them with the remix. Jeezy, yeah, what we gon' do? Throw that money, spin that dough. Throw that money.
I wasn't born last night. I know these hoes ain't right. But you was throwing up her phone last night. She ain't have a ring, I saw her ring on last night. Ooh, nigga, that's that nerve. Why give a bitch your heart when she rather have a purse? Why give a bitch an inch when she rather have nine? You know how the game goes, she be mine by halftime. I'm the shit, ooh, nigga, that's that nerve. You all about her and she all about hers. Birdman Jr. and this bitch, no flamingos. And I done did everything but trust these hoes. She be fuck with.
When a rich nigga want you, and your nigga can't do nothing for you. Broke nigga bitch, I can make a broke bitch rich, but I don't fuck a broke bitch. Got a white girl with a fake bitch, I took her to the bay with me. Eyes closed, smoking marijuana, rolling up that by Molly, I'm a ride. She wanna do drugs, smoke weed, get drunk. She wanna see a nigga trap, she wanna fuck all the rappers. When a rich nigga won't you,
won't you?
A nigga like me, I had your bitch on tape though. I been knowing not to trust these hoes. I get bread, get heads, and fuck these hoes in that order. Don't switch it around. Relationships change, it's so different now. No high school sweetheart, this bitch is pimping. All these opinions, women on women, licking them titties. Sex in the city, hella Instagram likes, but you ain't pretty, bitch.
Come on, come on, girl, why you frontin'? Baby, show me something. When I call up, she gon' leave, and I bet that bottom dollar she gon' cheat. Come on, come on, girl, why you frontin'? Baby, show me something.
Every bitch, yeah, I'm trying to wake up with it. soon as I roll over, wake up hitting. Back to the corner as I rake up digits. Time is money, you know you can't make up minutes. So what's it gonna be? I'm dropping or you dropping? My top or your top? Two options. Don't fall asleep and miss the benefits of shot caller. Keep pushing.
Cha-ching.
Let me in, let me in.
Yeah, we back on the map, right?
Bill Gates, Donald Trump, let me in.
I got that money, got that run, got that money, got that run. Got that money, got that money, let me in. Got that money, got that run, got that money, got that run. Got that money, got that run, got that money, got that run.
Beats,
Tuesday.